USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is to sign an executive order later today concerning police reform in America following weeks of protests over the issue of police brutality, as the House and Senate are also crafting separate bills on reforming police departments. Here's Democratic Senator Cory Booker.
There are practices in this country that one day we will look back and say are archaic. But right now, in this moment, the question is will we step up and do what we know will save lives in America?
The chairman of the FCC says yesterday's massive T-Mobile network outage is simply unacceptable. The commission investigating the outage that took down calling and texting for T-Mobile customers nationwide, impacting those with other carriers as well, trying to reach T-Mobile customers for about 12 hours. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Top White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow is throwing some cold water on the discussions of shutting down the U.S. economy again because of the resurgence of coronavirus in many states.
I think shutting down the economy could be worse for our health than not shutting it down.
Kudlow speaking there on Fox News, saying that the economy needs to reopen, although it needs to do so safely. His remarks come as several states are seeing some significant increases in coronavirus cases after reopening their economies. And a chilling new model is forecasting over 201,000 people will die in the U.S. from coronavirus by the 1st of October. The Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington also says a possible range capped at well over a quarter of a million exists. Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Police in Southern California looking for a driver who rammed a vehicle through protesters in Hollywood on Sunday. Video showing an SUV not stopping while pushing through a crowd of Black Lives Matter and Pride marchers on Hollywood Boulevard. Authorities are now trying to track down the driver after someone did manage to snap a photograph of its license plate. South Korean officials report North Korea has blown up the two countries' so-called joint liaison office near the border town of Kaesong. The destruction coming almost immediately after the North government renewed military threats against the South and days after the North cut off all contact with South Korean officials. In recent weeks, North Korea has condemned the South for allowing anti-North propaganda to be sent across the border via balloon and in some cases by drone. Next year's Academy Awards being postponed because of the coronavirus pandemic. Instead of being held in February, it will now be held on April 25th. And a street made famous by the Beatles' iconic song Penny Lane might be renamed because of its possible ties to slavery. That street in Liverpool is thought to be named after 17th century slave merchant James Penny, who strongly opposed abolition. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.